Illinois was one of the first states to have confirmed cases of the enterovirus strain. CDC lab tests verified 11 cases. That stems back to August 23rd. Since then, Illinois has seen no increase. That's despite Quincy's Blessing Hospital and others reporting more children with symptoms someone with enterovirus D68 would have. But it may or may not actually be that strain. Here's Blessing spokeswoman Lisa Nyson.
At this point, there has not been any testing done to confirm the virus.
Which may be why Illinois hasn't seen an uptick in the figures. A spokeswoman for the Illinois Department of Public Health says it has submitted more specimens to the CDC for testing, but she would not say how many, nor could she say how long it will take to get results. The CDC did not promptly return a call seeking comment. I'm Amanda Vinicky.